and welcome to Unashamed, a Smut Lovers podcast, where we just want to talk about smut. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Courtney.
And today we're doing a read-along on Daddy Cam by K.M. Newhold.
Yeah, I'm so excited. It's actually the same day where we finished the C.M. Stonehenge book and we were unsure what we were going to do. And then Kelsey sent me the K.M. Newhold book and I was like, yes, immediately yes.
Yeah, I'm three books behind on K.M. Newhold, which is shameful because she is one of my favorite authors. I am a big fan. But I've said it. If I said it once, I've said it three times. Okay. Mental health issues right now. Okay. If I'm not reading for the read along, I'm probably not reading. All right. So it's okay. We're getting there. We're getting there. This is a best friends to lovers. It's like a Cam situation, which I love. I love the Cam boy. It sounds like they're a little older though.
Yeah. It does sound like they're older because so one is a daddy dom and the other is the CEO of a tech company. Oh my God. Why did that take my brain so long? Anyway, I'm literally reading the blurb right now. It says it first line. Anyway, so yeah, he is the CEO of a tech company that seems established. And then the other is he does something, but he also cams like as a daddy dom, like he has a daddy vibe. Anyway, I love best friends to lovers. That's my favorite. It's my bread and butter. I love a good best friends to lovers book, especially like if they're codependent.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes me all happy.
I also like if there's a little bit of angst in a best friends to lovers. It doesn't necessarily have to be a lot of it because it's probably going to have that unrequited love feeling to it anyways, which is my absolute favorite type of angst. Hurt me, you know what I mean? Like that's going to fucking kill me and I like it. So even if it's just like a little touch of it, I like it. So
I do too, actually. That is, I think, one of my favorite types of angst is the unrequited. Like, I hate misunderstanding that shit like that, but like a little bit of unrequited love or like, you know, the person who has a crush first and like doesn't see that the other person has feelings. I like that.
I think we're going to get some of that in this. And K.M. Newhold does it very well. Like, she is a low angst author, I would say, but there's enough, like she is a experienced enough author that you get all the feelings, even in a light and fluffy book, I feel, which is why she's one of my absolute favorite authors. You can be reading the silliest fucking book and you're still going to feel along with the characters. I think she does a great job at that. Also, she does light and fluffy well. I don't know how light and fluffy this is going to be, but she has other books that are out that are just fan fucking tastic. There's one that I've forgot to read, so it's like Devil's book is out now, and I'm very excited about that.
Oh, is that that's the one I was literally waiting on? That's the dark one, right?
No, have you not read Palm Island yet?
Oh no. No.
Go fucking read Palm Island, Courtney.
I know. I need to. I've literally been on a mail kick. It's been like a couple of weeks now. All I want to read is like mail books, aside from the read-alongs, which is normally that's Kelsey. Kelsey usually only reads mail except for our read-alongs, really. And that's been me lately. I've been so into the rabbit hole. But I have not picked up K.M. Newhold. I think I only read like one K.M. Newhold this entire time. And I don't know why, because I know she's a phenomenal author. I've read her before.
I have a plethora of fucking knowledge. I have a plethora of books that I'm like,
I asked you for recommendations and you gave me none. You said, I'll look. And then we never talk about it again.
But Emmy Sanders, you need to jump on that train because hello, she's amazing. Any male author that starts with Riley is wonderful.
Riley Hart is really good.
There's another Riley that I can't remember her last name. Fantastic books. Nordica Knight. Fantastic books. Yeah, I mean, like, What is you doing? Because these are not authors that you're a stranger to either. These are authors that you've read and liked that have wonderful books that you've not read.
I know, but I've been reading monster porn, so.
I'll have to dive a little deeper into the recesses, but I'm not, I have some of those too.
I would love those. No, I'm excited for this book though.
What the fuck's her name? Mia Monroe, I think.
I was just looking. I saw a couple that I was going to look more into. Okay, we need to get...
I know.
Get off track.
Okay, I'm just excited, okay? This sparks so much, like, in me because I am a KM Newhold fan and I feel shame right now. So, let me open it back up.
Our midway point... So, for me, chapter 9 is 46%, but chapter 10 is 53%.
Let's do chapter 9 then.
Okay. Very long chapters, which I'm a fan of. I mean, I don't really mind either way, but...
I much prefer a short chapter.
I like short chapters too. I just, I don't like having like 73 chapters in a book. You know what I mean? Like if it's going to be a longer book, make it longer chapters. You know what I mean?
Oh, I don't care. I want them to be like half a fucking page. The shorter, the better. I don't care.
Okay.
Anyways, so this book, a little note about it, it was originally released in an anthology as Daddy's Toy, but she has significantly expanded it. So I don't read anthologies.
I did read that anthology. I don't remember this book, but I did read that anthology.
So 2022 Dirty Daddies.
Yeah, I had it. Or no, maybe... Maybe it was a different Dirty Daddy, but I did read a Dirty Daddy's anthology. I don't know when. It could have been 2022. It could have been 2023. It wasn't this year. That's all I know. But
I just know that anthologies piss me off worse than anything I've ever experienced in my entire life. So,
but sometimes you get really good books out of them that you may not like see anyway. Like if you don't read that author. Because I get them recommended to me all the time. I read them all the time. And then I'll write down like what the title and author is of that if I really liked like the excerpt or the short story. And then if they release a, and then I'll just go looking every once in a while. Like I have a list on my phone of like 30. Well, I cut them out sometimes. But like I think there's like, I don't know, 20 books that either haven't released the full version of it or haven't released like, I don't know, their own version of it yet. And I just search up the author every once in a while.
I would literally rather you stab me in the eye with a spoon.
Okay.
Sorry. I've read one anthology and I am still miserable about it to this day.
I love them. I just... That's so funny. Okay.
So if you are reading this book along with us, go ahead and read till chapter 9 and come back.
Oh.
Okay, we are back.
Yes. So Kelsey and I had eventful weekends, so we're a little sketchy on details.
I don't really have an excuse considering I finished yesterday.
Oh, fair enough. I finished the day we started. And I don't even remember when that was.
So, anyways, we're here. That's what really matters, guys.
Yeah.
I tried to do side crow and yoga a few minutes ago. I was not able to accomplish that. Google it if you will. Anyways, Felix and Saxon.
Yeah. So, they're best friends, and they met 13 years ago. And, I think it was Felix was drunk and somehow wound up in Saxon's apartment and he was taking a shower and Saxon finds him and that begins their friendship. Felix eventually makes it. He owns, I think it's a tech company of some sort.
Yeah. So when he fell in the shower at Saxon's house, he tried to grab onto the shower rod. and it fell with him. And he was like, that's not safe. There should be safer shower rods. And so he started a startup company for safe shower rods. And that's what he does.
Okay, so not a tech company. Anyway, yeah. So I mean, he's wildly successful.
It's tech, but it's like inventions. Like,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, so he's wildly successful. Saxon is, or at least Felix thought Saxon was just a personal trainer to like minor celebrities and stuff like that. They're both very successful in their careers. Although it turns out that Saxon actually has a daddy cam business. So he does cam work with the focus on obviously like he's a daddy. And he also has like products and stuff like that. And so one day, like, Felix has always had a crush on Saxon, like the biggest crush. And they're both into each other, but Saxon didn't realize he was into Felix as much. But Felix knew, like, he's been in love with his best friend forever, but he does not want to cross that line because he cannot lose Saxon. Saxon is his everything. They live together. Saxon takes care of him. He's the reason that Felix remembers to eat and take care of himself most of the time. And so one day his assistant is like, hey, have you checked out this like daddy cam site? So Felix checks it out and he finds Saxon, and thus begins the obsession with his roommate and best friend. And Saxon is kind of just now where we stopped. Saxon was like coming to terms with the fact he was like also in love with his best friend and just didn't realize. He was like, oh, you know, like I take care of him and I love when he cuddles next to me, and you know, when I kiss his cheek, I get all, you know, hot and bothered and stuff like that. So that's about all I've got as far as my memory.
I think you hit it mostly. I did not take it as Saxon was just coming to terms with that, like a little bit, but you could tell he had feelings for his best friend before that anyways, but he's very scared of romance. He's very scared of relationships. He feels like him and his family, like his mom always had failed relationships. His sister has had failed relationships. So he feels like there's just something with their family that they don't know how to be in a relationship. Their relationships are destined to fail. He kind of feels that way about relationships, period. But he's like, I mean, obviously some people, you know, are into it, so it must work for some people. But my family, like, we just have a bad track record. And so I think that it was more so just he never opened himself up to the idea of anything. He was attracted to Felix. He likes his submission, but I don't think he ever really allowed himself to feel any kind of way. So they both ended up at this like speed dating event, and it kind of open the door for them to start talking about previous relationships and datings and things like that. And which is not something that has ever been a part of their friendship. And they just been making shit weird for each other. Also, Felix ordered Saxon's dick.
Yes. So I mentioned that Saxon had products out along with his cam business. And one of them is a silicone version of his penis.
So yeah, Felix ordered Saxon's dick, and they've been making each other feel weird because they're both acting odd for their own reasons. And yeah, I mean, that's about as far as we've gotten.
Yeah, so it looks like hopefully something is going to change between them very soon. I'm so excited to dive back in. I know, like I said, I didn't really remember a whole lot of it, but I've been reading, and my weekend was just wild. So
I feel like you remembered enough.
Yeah. So I'm excited to dive back in. I really want to see the conclusion of Felix and Saxon's story.
All right. So if you are reading along with us, go ahead and read till the end of the book and come back. Pause here. Okay, we're back.
Yes. I do remember really liking this book. I know, like, I think, what is it? The not daddy one? fuck, what's his name? Felix?
No. I think it's Felix. I think we're going to have two Felixes back to back.
Okay. Felix and Saxon. There we go. So Felix had ordered like a replica dildo of his best friend's cock after finding the daddy cam page, and it got delivered. And so he comes home, he rushes to his bedroom, he starts playing with it, and then Saxon walks in and they end up having like a scene. He gets a spanking and some stuff happens, and then I think afterwards they start avoiding each other, or not avoiding each other, but Felix gets all up in his like feelings and his anxiety starts spiking, and he goes, you know, what if he moves out and thinks this was a mistake and stuff like that. So he starts avoiding him. Saxon ends up coming and like taking him from his office and is like, no, we're having this chat now. So
then they get together and live happily ever after. This was extremely low angst.
So little angst. Like pretty much all of the issues in part one that, like, you know, could have presented an issue, like Saxon's kind of inability to trust a partner or anything like that, they were resolved super quickly. They end up getting married and, you know, they're just a happy little couple. It was a really, really, really good book. It had all of the good feelings.
It was. And it was low angst even for K.M. Newhold, who I consider a low angst author. So this book had like zero angst, like no third act breakup, no like outside forces causing issues. It was just a very good feeling, kinky, happy book.
It was good. It was good read. A good palate cleansing read.
Yeah. Okay. Especially because next week we're getting a little angstier.
Kelsey is forcing us back on the angst train. Okay.
We had agreed. We've agreed to read this book multiple times and have pushed it off every single time. And she just tried to push it off again, and we're not doing it. We're just going to do it this time.
I'm a pansy.
I don't think it's going to be that bad.
Probably not. It does. The literal title of the name is The Tragedy of Felix and Jake, but yeah.
So we can talk about it more in the next episode, but if you guys are interested in that, join us next week because we're finally going to read this book. I'm very excited about it. Courtney's not. So, yeah, I mean, we love when that happens, right? Just fuck Courtney over.
You're so mean to me.
Sorry, it's giving October flashbacks. I'm very excited.
What fucking book did I just return?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening, guys.
Thanks. Bye.